We continue with this series of talks on the 16 steps of mindfulness of breathing. And we're now coming into the last tetrad, the tetrad on observation, on observing. The last tetrad is the last steps 13, 14, 15, and 16. And they have in common all four steps. The introduction of a new verb, and that's the verb to observe. And it goes something like this: one trains to observe X. One trains observing X when breathes in. One trains observing X when breathes out. And so in these last four steps, there's something we're observing, and we continue with the breathing. And there's something about the continuity of mindfulness of breathing, which is allowing us to observe things, but helping us not latch on to them, helping us not to cling or hold on. There's a kind of way in which by staying with the breathing, there's a continual kind of letting go. That breathing is where the mind is resting. And we notice all kinds of things happen, but in a certain way, we're kind of letting go of our involvement, letting go of any prioritization or doing anything with it or changing it or thinking about it. We're just kind of going along with the breathing, going back to the breath, being with the breath. And it's a way of keeping ourselves soft, fluid, relaxed, letting go, and allowing the psychophysical system to have a break from our active involvement, our active, deliberate kind of engagement and doing and wanting, and letting something deeper to happen that could only happen if we get out of the way. And so in these last four steps, this is represented very strongly by this verb to observe, the idea of observing. And it's the first time in the Anapanasati Sutta, this discourse, 16 steps, where observing comes into play. And if we read through the teachings of the Buddha in the suttas, we see that most commonly, observing as a practice is a very well-developed practice when the mind is able to be really centered in the present, concentrated. A strongly concentrated present mind is the one that begins doing the practice of observing. And so there's a lot of preparation in the 16 steps. You know, the first 12 are preparing ourselves for this capacity to lean back and just kind of watch and just observe what's happening without being involved. Some translators translate this verb, anupassati, as contemplating. Contemplating, in the way that I relate to that word, is closer to thinking, reflecting about something, thinking about something. It suggests a kind of more active thinking process. Observing, which is actually the etymologically what the word anupassati means. Anu, the prefix, means towards something, and the passati means to see, seeing. And so put them together, we're gazing onto something, seeing, looking towards something, in a sense. And but because of this, I think observing works very well as a translation. We're observing. And observing, there is a kind of deliberateness, kind of in observing, but it's not quite the same as actively looking. It's just settling back and just being an observer. And I liken it to being a naturalist who goes into some kind of natural setting to observe some natural behavior of animals or birds or something. And it's very important that the naturalist not interfere with the life there and somehow stay kind of unrecognized by what's happening so they watch nature unfold without the interference from the humans, and then just to observe. And so earlier in these 16 steps, it begins with breathing in. One knows one is breathing in. Breathing out, one knows we're breathing out. So this idea of knowing is one of the attentional faculties we have to know. As we begin knowing the breath, and we never stop knowing the breath. We recognize the breath, we're there with the breathing. But then we're also, what's happening is we're experiencing things. We're experiencing the body. We're experiencing joy and happiness. We're experiencing the mind. We're experiencing gladness. We're experiencing settledness, steady concentration. And we're experiencing liberation. And this experiencing is also a little bit passive. It isn't that we're receptive. It isn't so much like we're doing something. We're just allowing ourselves to experience. Knowing also, we're just knowing something, and we're not judging it or criticizing it. We're just knowing it clearly. And these two activities of knowing and experiencing are here to ground us here in the present moment. And so at some point then it shifts to just observing. And so this is where the art of deeper mindfulness is to observe. And in the other mindfulness discourse of the Buddha, the Satipatthana Sutta, there's a lot of language of observing. And there also, if you read the text carefully, it's there the observing is the higher stages of mindfulness. That's where observation comes in. And so what's earlier, the knowing, the experiencing, is kind of grounding us in the present moment, helping us stay present, learning to develop concentration, to be resting in the present. And when the ability to be focused and present in the moment becomes easy and light, and we feel really grounded and centered here, that is when observation becomes stronger. And because we're going towards being less and less intentional, deliberate, even less and less activated or active in the mind. Because the more activated we are in the mind, the more kind of waves or agitation or clouds there are over our capacity to see clearly. And so as we get quieter and quieter and quieter, what we're left with is this ability just to observe. And then we learn to trust that, to settle back. Okay, now I'm just observing. I'm not needing to interfere or, again, no judging. I don't have to fix anything or adjust anything or make anything different. I'm just watch. And you can feel that in this kind of very centered place that if we start reaching out to do something, to fix something, to judge something, to think about something, it feels a little bit like we're losing something. We're losing the open field. We're losing the freedom. We're losing the peacefulness of just observing. And so it's very clear that observing is a better place to be in this deeper states of meditation. And it becomes very important in these final steps because we really want to get out of the way and not overlay concepts, ideas, judgments, shoulds, shouldn'ts on top of our experience. We want to really be able to take it in, things much closer to actually how they're perceived, actually how before, the experience before a lot of judgments and concepts and generalizations that we make about things. Just to observe. And so there's a turning with this last tetrad from the practices that are more meant to be concentrating, settling, focusing, to now we're switching to vipassana. Observing is where vipassana, or insight practice, begins. And classically, insight practice is built or is done on the foundation of a mind which has gotten very stable, concentrated, still, joyful, happy, soft, at ease, content, safe, and liberated from the hindrances. And now the mind is ready for insight practice. And the insight practice is built on this capacity to just observe the experience. And in fact, vipassana, the word that we translate as insight, has the same verbal root as anupassana, vipassana. And the passana in vipassana, again, means to see. And the vi is usually understood to be a prefix here, meaning to see clearly, or to see in an, it's kind of like a prefix of emphasis, to really see or clearly see. Or to observe, to clearly observe, to clearly be aware. So, anupassana, anupassati, to observe. And that's the medium through which we're going to explore these next four sets of practices of mindfulness of breathing. Then someone asks, so why is vipassana often taught as an intro to mindfulness? It also works that way. And it doesn't have to be done only with the strong base of concentration. And so it can be done, practiced directly. But a lot of what people are doing when it's practiced directly and immediately is sorting their way through all the ways in which they are not concentrated. And so they're beginning to become wise about the hindrances, about distractions. And so rather than kind of more directly getting concentrated, there's a concentration through a lot of understanding and wisdom about all the things that keep us going distractedly. So then we can settle and with wisdom rather than settling with, sometimes they say settling with faith when a person just is dedicated just being simple and focused. But sooner or later, if you start with mindfulness, concentration is brought in, and mindfulness and concentration become partners. If we start more with concentration, then later mindfulness is brought in, so they become the partners. So both are true, and both are valuable. And this anapanasati, can be seen as kind of a hybrid of these two, with a lot of emphasis on the settling, relaxing, concentrating, that sets a stage for a strong mindfulness. So, thank you all very much.